Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Master Prophet Muhammad and his kind Al and companions. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins and to admit us to paradise. He is the creator of all the creations. He does not need any of the creations and he exists without a place. And we ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to accept our good deeds and to forgive our sins and admit us to paradise without torture in the grave nor in hellfire. Ameen. Today's lesson is about the torture of the grave and the enjoyment therein. Many people have misconceptions about that. We will be talking about it with giving some ahadith evidence as to the reality and the truth about this topic. It is a must to believe in the torture of the grave. The blasphemer who is a mukallaf, who is accountable, that's the person who is sane and pubescent and heard the call of Islam, he is called accountable. That person who died without repenting from his blasphemy, he or she will be tortured in his grave. Some of that torture will be, fire will be shown to him twice a day. Once in the beginning of the day and once at the end. The grave will close on him until his ribs of one side cross over those of the other side and vice versa. And also the two angels called Munkar and Nakir will hit him by an iron hammer between his ears, behind his head. That's part of the torture. We ask Allah to save us and protect us from that. There are also other types of torture. Moreover, some of the sinful Muslims who died without repenting will be tortured in their graves as well. But their torture is lesser in degree than the torture of the blasphemers. For example, the closing of the grave and finding hardship as a result of the darkness and the loneliness of the grave will happen to those sinful Muslims who died without repentance. As for those who died, repented before they died, Allah is very forgiving. The one who denies the torture of the grave commits blasphemy, because Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran in Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 46, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. This ayah means fire will be shown to Pharaoh and his Al in the morning and afternoon, and on the day of judgment they will be admitted to the severe torture, that is hellfire. This means there is torture in the grave and then there is torture in hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُ أَصْحَابُهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَسْمَعُ قَرْعَ نِعَالِهِمْ إِذَا انصَرَفُوا أَتَاهُ مَلَكَانِ فَيُقْعِدَانِهِ فَيَقُولَانِ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ مُحَمَّدٍ فَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُ فَيَقُولُ أشهد أنه عبد الله ورسوله فيقال له انظر إلى مقعدك في النار أبدلك الله به مقعدا من الجنة فيراهما جميعا. This part of the hadith talks about the believer, the Muslim. Now the second part of the hadith talks about the blasphemer. And the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام أما الكافر أو المنافق فيقول لا أدري كنت أقول ما يقول الناس فيه فيقال له لا دريت ولا تليت ثم يضرب بمطرقة من حديد بين أذنيه فيصيح صيحة يسمعها من يليه إلا الثقلين. This is the hadith in Arabic. The meaning of this hadith is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, which means when the slave is put in his grave and his companions walk away from him, he will hear the tapping of their shoes. The two angels will come to him. They will sit him up and say, what did you used to say about this man Muhammad? Now the believer will say, I bear witness that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger. He will be told, look at your place in hellfire. Allah replaced it with a place in paradise as a reward. then he will see both of them. However, the blasphemer or the hypocrite, munafiq, will say, I don't know, I used to say what the people used to say about him. So he is not a believer, that's why he answers like that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will be told, you did not know or tell the right answer. Then he will be struck by an iron hammer between his ears. He will shout an outcry which will be heard by the ones close to him except the humans and the jinn. This hadith is an evidence that there is a torture for the grave, for the blasphemer and the sinners that died without repentance. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim as related by Anas from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is authentic. Also, one must believe in the enjoyment in the grave, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told about that. Some of the enjoyment is the widening of the grave, 70 by 70 cubits, dhira', for the pious believer and those non-pious Muslims to whom Allah willed that for them. So the pious believers, they will have that reward where the grave is wide for them. And even some non-pious Muslims to whom Allah willed for them this reward. Those are like, for example, some of the martyrs who gained martyrdom, shahada, and were not pious. Because they are martyrs, they will be admitted to in the grave, they will be rewarded by having their grave widened and enlightened and so on. Also, the grave may be illuminated by an illumination similar to that of the moon on the night when it's full, Al-Badr. There are other enjoyments as well that happen for the Muslim, for the believer, the pious and the Muslim and the martyr and the like. Some of them is the smelling of the scent, the smell of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, إذا قبر الميت أو الإنسان أتاه ملكان أسودان أزرقان يقال لأحدهما منكر وللآخر نكير فيقولان له ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل محمد فهو قائل ما كان يقول فإن كان مؤمنا قال هو عبد الله ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقولان له إن كنا لنعلم أنك لتقول ذلك ثم يفسح له في قبره 70 ذراعا في 70 ذراعا وينور له فيه فيقال له نم فينام كنوم العروس الذي لا يوقظه إلا أحب أهله حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه ذلك صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith is talking about the enjoyment in the grave and is an evidence that there is an enjoyment after life in the grave and before paradise. The hadith means, if the dead or the human is buried, two black bluish angels will come to him. One of them is called Munkar and the other is called Nakir. They will say to him, what did you used to say about this man, Muhammad? The dead will say what he used to say about him. If he was a believer, he says, he is the slave and messenger of Allah. I testify that no one is God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah. They will say to him, we already knew that you will be saying that. Then his grave will be widened 70 cubits by 70 cubits, and it will be illuminated for him. He will be told, sleep. He will sleep like the groom, who will not be awakened except by one's most beloved wives until Allah resurrects him from that sleeping place of his. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Hibban and is a proof that there will be an enjoyment in the grave after death for the believers and the pious Muslims and the like. Now the two angels, they are given the task to enter into the grave and ask the person. One has to believe in the questioning of those two angels, Munkar and Nakir. The questioning which will happen to the believer and the blasphemer who are from the nation of Ad-Da'wah, they will be questioned, and based on their answer, they will be based on their belief, they will be either tortured or rewarded. The believer will be rewarded, and the blasphemer or the disbeliever, he will be tortured if they were accountable. The perfect believer will not be affected by any fear or hardship from their questioning, because Allah strengthens his heart, he or she. He will not be afraid from their frightening look, since they are, as mentioned in the hadith, black, bluish color. So in the dark, that would be a scary and a dark, frightening color. Those who are exempted, however, from the questioning are the child, so the children who died as children before puberty, the martyr, and the prophets. They are omitted, they are exempted from the questioning of the angels. The child, as we said, refers to the one who died under the age of puberty, and the martyr is the martyr of the battle, of the battlefield. So this is some of the proofs that there is a torture in the grave and there is an enjoyment in the grave. Torture will be for the blasphemers and the sinners, sinful Muslims who died without repenting from their sins. And the enjoyment will be for the Muslims and the pious Muslims and the martyrs and the like. We ask Allah Ta'ala to save us and you from the torture of the grave and to admit us to paradise. Ameen. And Allah knows best.